take heart in that. As we take communion this morning, Paul says in Corinthians that part of communion involves discerning the body. What a weird phrase. But I believe what he's saying is that you truly need to reflect when you're taking in the elements, because it does something and resembles something so powerful. You know, there are big debates by ancient fathers that, oh, when you take the bread and the wine, are you really taking in the full body of Jesus, his actual skin and bones? And other people got so hot into that debate that they said, well, no, there's actually not enough Jesus to go around for the whole world because it's just one body. I mean, it got out of control. But what we take communion for is to reflect and realize Jesus died and resurrected and is now alive inside of us, empowering us for his kingdom in the world. So would you pray with me and reflect with me this morning? And take hope and confidence that God chose you to be ministers and kingdom of priests in this world. Let's pray.